You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Postmaster General of the United States, Louis DeJoy, is very optimistic the post office is ready for this big holiday shipping season. After the mess of delays last year, he refers to investments in more people, facilities, automation. DeJoy has a controversial 10-year plan for the Postal Service that, among other things, moves some mail off of planes and onto trucks, which critics say could make the mail take longer to get to some parts of the country. I spoke to him from Washington. Mr. DeJoy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Now, Mr. DeJoy, you embrace a 10-year plan that, among other things, will slow down the mail in parts of the country. And many people think that's either a shame or they might think, okay, if that's for the health of the Postal Service, no pain, no gain. But then I read that the U.S. Postal Regulatory Commission looked into the 10-year plan and finds it won't save much money in the end. Do you think it's time to rethink the plan?
No. We committed to six-day-a-week delivery to 161 million addresses. Mm-hmm. You know, on the other hand, we haven't met our service standard in the last 10 years. And we've spent significant amount of money chasing diminishing mail volumes around the country, you know, delivering to expanding addresses, a million a year. That's a recipe for, you know, for disaster. We think that there's a multiplier effect by integrating into one network, filling up our trucks, filling up our carrier bags, and, you know, providing, you know, the solution. This is not just about the savings, David. It's about also creating operational precision. I mean, we can't do all things at all cost. And that's really what the Postal Act in 1972, you know, established, that we had to cover our cost, and therefore we had to evolve our services with the times. And that's what we're in fact doing.
But what about that basic assumption that you have to cover your own costs? I know it's just the way we think these days, and it's part of the law now, but you are a public utility, and getting medicine to people in a rural area on time is just something that has to happen. It's necessary. I mean, you know, maybe operating at a loss isn't such a bad thing.
There's plenty of policy debates, and I often get asked those questions, and what I think about the policy, it's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to run the organization, get the wasted cost out of the organization. You see, there's two types of inefficiencies in the Postal Service, David.
Yeah.
There's the inefficiency of us not managing appropriately, but then there's the inefficiency of mission, which is going to 161 million addresses each day, whether you have one package, one piece of mail, or nothing. We got to go buy it. And we sign up to that mission because that is, in fact, the law. And that's what we need to do. But we have to make that efficient also. And right now, the Congress wants us to pass our cost on to the consumers. And that's what our plans need to be based around until they make a change. If they make a change, then we'll address it. And the changes we are making in service, I believe, are minor relative to where we were in actually providing service and where we were going. And I disagree with the PRC's analysis on this.
The Postal Regulatory Commission. Louis DeJoy, 75th Postmaster General of the United States. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.